Little message series. Again, I'm excited about it. I'll be honest with you, I've not always tried to sense God as a pastor. As you know, a lot of times people that do sense God or they talk about sensing God, I've labeled them in the kooky camp. I've done that. I'm just being honest with you. But you can sense God. Okay? It ain't me jumping off a bridge going crazy here. How can I sense God? How can I acknowledge God? So that's the series. I need you with me. Y'all with me? Say, I think this is a subject all of us would like. And we'd like to experience. So let's put our effort into it. Here we go. Sensing God. That's those beautiful Rockies. Amen. That's where I just came from. And I'm telling you what, you get to the high places there of one of those peaks, and I tell you what, you can just sense God. Wow, you feel really small when you look way up in a little tiny car that's like a matchbox car. You feel small. Well, you are small. Amen? Say. Same thing. Go down to that ocean. You're like, wow, small. Amen? But God's a big God. God's a big God. I want to sense Him. I want to know Him. That's the series. That's what we're talking about. Here's one of my favorite creeks. It's called Beaver Creek. How many have ever been to Beaver Creek in Colorado? There you go. I love Beaver Creek. It runs. They built this whole beautiful, really ritzy little town-like thing around this creek, and that's where President Gerald Ford lived. He lived here at Beaver Creek. But everybody can go up there. There's shops and there's chairlifts and there's skiing and all that. One of my favorite places is this creek. A lot of times I take about a five-mile hike up along this creek, and it's just gorgeous. And you can sense God, and you can feel Him, and you can feel that cool, and you can hear Him. It's an incredible time. Today's message, I want to focus in on our senses. We're going to do it over the next several weeks. Today is ears to hear. Say that with me. Ears to hear. One more time. Ears to hear. And if you're not used to having church with us, this is how we do it. We talk back and forth, and you're going to learn when you leave today. You go, well, look at that. I did learn something. That's the plan today. Amen? So jump on in here with us and just be a part of us today. Let's go with it, Raj. We're rolling. Last week, we kicked this off. Sensing God. And the whole series basically is about this. How to acknowledge God. How can I acknowledge God? One of our favorite scriptures, mine for years, but many of us in this room, would be Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge, and He shall direct your paths. I took our thought from that verse 6. In all your what? Ways acknowledge God. In all your ways, acknowledge God. Are there ways? I know that's about decision making, and you know we can say that, but I think it's also about our senses. In every way possible, we should what? Acknowledge God. In everything that's possible, I need to acknowledge Him. I will have so much better life, and I will enjoy life a whole lot more if through life I am acknowledging Him. Amen? That's what we were talking about. So last week we talked about this. So trust in the Lord. Submit to the Lord. If you want to sense God, this is a requirement. If you want to sense God like you really can, this is a requirement. Trust in Him. Submit to Him. Pray to Him. How about this big daddy right here? What? Oh, what? Obey Him. You want to sense God and feel God, but you want to live life like you want to live life? You think God's going to speak to you and you're going to experience God? And no, I don't think so. No. So, these are things that we laid out last week. And what are those words, really? Here they are. Faith, humility, prayer, and obedience. Say that with me. Faith, humility, prayer, and obedience. So, if I'm going to follow God, feel God, know God, sense God, this is a requirement. It's impossible to please God without faith. Faith, humility, prayer, and obedience. So, in all my ways, I will what? Acknowledge God. And so we built our case last week, just a little bit of review, not preaching the whole message again, sensing God. And then this scripture, a couple of scriptures here. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my what? Soul knows right well. Does your soul know that, really? Of the marvelous works of God? Do you just rush through life? Are you just running? Many people just complaining. That's all you're doing. You're just complaining. Listen, we have an awesome God. His works are incredible, and my soul can know that. Are y'all hearing me today? Okay, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. See, I'm not a dog. Okay, I love my dog, so don't come running up to me telling me I was preaching about dogs, you know, putting dogs down. Okay? I love my dog, but I'm not a dog. See? I'm created in God's image. I'm created in God's likeness. I can acknowledge and I can experience God. You understand that? If you don't understand it, you need to understand this. Okay? Keep looking. Also, God has created me with the wonder of what? Of five senses, which enables me to acknowledge Him and to experience Him. And that's what I want to investigate in this little series. Romans says it this way. Verse 17, chapter 1. For therein is the righteousness of God, what? Revealed from faith to faith, as it's written, the just shall live by what? Faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Keep looking. Because that which may be what? Can we say that again? Because that which may be what? Known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. Say this last verse with me. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world, say it with me, are what? Being what? Understood by the things that are even His and Godhead, so that we are without what? Excuse. Somebody that can go to the ocean. Somebody that can go to the Rocky Mountains and say there is no God. Listen, guys, and to come up with some kooky, horrible excuse for creation from Big Bang. Dumbest thing on the planet. Doesn't work in anything else. I can take that camera, break it to a million pieces, and it's not going to turn into some, you know, big screen TV. Dumbest idea ever. And you're not going to stand before God one day, yeah, but, He's going to go, you are an idiot. That's what you are. Look at this! Come on! We're without excuse. Is that what the Bible says? Can I know God? Can I sense God? Can I see God? Can I feel God? Absolutely. Without question. Okay? You're really special. You're creating God's image and in God's likeness. And He loves you so much. He created us like that. But then we sinned. And you're so special, made in His image and His likeness, that He gave His one and only Son for you and for me. That's how special you are. So we could have fellowship. So we could have restoration. He doesn't want you to be lost. God is not willing that any should what? Perish, but all come to what? Repentance. He wants you to know Him. Okay, and we that are believers in Christ, my goodness, He wants us to know Him and experience Him and sense Him. Are y'all hearing me today? So, you might think I've gone kooky. I haven't. Okay? So I can what? I can acknowledge God. I mean, for some of you in the room, it's such old hat what I'm talking about right now. You're going, would He get on with it? Of course we know we can acknowledge God. But there's some in the room that possibly doesn't know that. And that's why we're spending the time on it. Now let's go and explore a little bit. I can experience God. I can sense God. And so today's message, we're kicking off. Now, we took about, maybe 8 to 10 minutes to get us here. But I want you to feel on board with us. Amen? Here we go. Ears to hear. Say that with me. Ears to hear. Don't you want to hear God if you can? Don't you want to hear God if you can? If it's possible to hear God, don't you want to hear Him? I mean, let's say it again. If you can hear God, don't you want to? I mean, come on. If it's possible to hear Him. And wouldn't you like it to be real and not phony? Wouldn't you like it to be something that's lasting and not something you made up at some church meeting somewhere? Say. Or getting in a frenzy? Yes or no? Say. Well, if I can, if it's possible to hear God, then I want to. I want to talk about it today. Ears to hear. So we got to get zoned in now, baby. Here we go. Come on. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder, say it with me, to those who, what? Diligently seek Him. Okay? So if you think you're going to hear from God without some effort, without having faith, it ain't happening. Listening, say. Okay? So we're on to something here already. Ears to hear. We got several points we're going to make today. Here's number one. Don't want to put you to sleep. I know it's hot, but this might help you if you hang in here. Number one, get this down. The number one way to hear from God is to read His Word and listen with ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Did y'all hear me? There's people out there that won't. I want to hear from God. I want to hear from God. I want to hear from God. It's laying on the shelf, Jack. Say. Yeah, but I don't understand it. Well, if you don't understand that, you sure ain't going to understand Him talking to you. You understand? The number one way. Jesus said it several times to seven churches in the book of Revelation. Last book in the Bible. The resurrected Christ appears to the Apostle John on an island called Patmos. He says it several times. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the who. Say it with me. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, what's the number one way? What's the number one way to hear from God? Read His Word. Number one way, and the best way, every day, is God's Word. You hear me? There's whole church movements, guys. Listen to me. You turn them on TV. Well, God said, and God did, and God this, and God that. Doesn't line up with the Bible. And people go after that stuff hook, line, and sinker. The best way for you is a lot of times cut off the TV and pick up the book. You want to hear from God? I got my favorite preacher. How about cut off the TV and pick up the book? And we're on TV and have been for years. I like it, okay? But I'd rather you be in the book. Y'all listen, yes or no? If you want to hear from God, are you kidding me? So, I'm nailing this one hard before we move on. The number one way and best way every day is read God's Word and listen to what the Spirit's saying. Okay? Number one way. Keep looking. Jesus said this to His disciples. If you love Me, keep My what? Now, where are the commandments found? In His what? Is that where they found? I think they're there. Yes, they are. And I will pray the Father, and He'll give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of what? Truth. Whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not. We've accepted His Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. We've been given the Spirit of God. I believe that with my whole heart. And because of that, I can see things from His Word. Are y'all listening or not? Did I lose you? Okay? So, because it sees Him not, neither what? Knows Him. But you what? You know Him. For He what? He dwells in you and shall be in you. Now keep looking. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, Jesus said to His disciples. Verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name. I love this part right here. Read that with me. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Watch this part. Whatsoever I have what? Said unto you. He's bringing to remembrance the words that Jesus had spoken to them. You understand? All about God's Word. I mean, this is really big time God's Word right here. Amen? So, before we move forward in the message, are y'all all right? You look sleepy. Okay. The number one way. Number one way. What's the number one way? Hey. Read His Word. Yeah, but I don't like that. Well, good, then you don't like hearing from God. Don't blame that on me. Listen. Come on. Yeah, but I don't understand it. But listen to me, guys. If I could hear from God, would I want to? Yeah. Well, why would I take the number one way and throw it in the trash or never pick it up? That's crazy. I can hear from God. Man, I was a hellraiser. I didn't know anything about the Bible. Nothing. I was GD this and F this. That's the way I lived my life. Fighting. Not nice. And what are you saying? You're not much different? You're pathetic. That's horrible. Thank you, church. Anyway, I knew nothing. Grew up in a broken home. Didn't know how to love. Didn't know what it was to be loved. Anything I know about being steady, being faithful, working, being honest, doing right, church, loving people, caring for people, leading people to Christ, helping them in crisis. All from the book, guys. Are y'all listening to me? It's all from Him. He's the one that's helped me. How many would say the same thing in your own life? Pastor, that's me, man. That's me, man. Praise the Lord. Amen? You can hear from Him. So I really want to make that clear. Now we're going to go in some other territory. But do we have that one down? Okay, good. I like that. Ears to hear. Now let's push it on down the road. Here we go. Are there other ways to hear from God? Yes, there are. But would you not go there first? Would you go to the book first? Say, hello, church. It'll help you from being kooky. I've heard some kooky things in my life. Come on. Are there other ways to hear from God? Yes. Number two, God speaks through others. Say that with me. God speaks through others. Yeah, God speaks through others. Look at what's popping up on the screen. Warning! Warning, 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 warning. God speaks through others, but before we go too far, what is it to say what? Warning, warning, warning. Are y'all alive? Now listen, God speaks through others. And it's just me writing. You can't blame it on nobody else. Listen, instead of wanting to be someone who can speak to others, how about wanting to be someone who can listen to others? I've met more crazy people that want to be somebody that talks to others. And some of the things that come out of their mouth is as crazy as the day is long. And they say God told them. And I'm like, I don't know. It might be in the Quran or something. I don't know. Or in some other version, but it ain't in this book I've been reading, brother. I'm talking you to know. Say. Or some other, you know, sitting out by the beach humming, reading something, but it's not in this book, guys. Are y'all listening, yes or no? Okay. Warning. Warning. Most of this word of knowledge movement, there's a movement in the charismatic churches. And I love charismatic folks. Got lots of my friends, lots of preachers of my friends. But if something's kooky, I'm going to tell them if they ask me. Okay? Most of this word of knowledge, that is God speaking and you giving a word. God spoke and gave me a word. God gave me a word. God gave me a word. God gave me a word. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? Now, if this ticks you off, you'll be fine. Hang in there. Grab a handle or something. Come on. Grab an arm rail. Most of this word of knowledge movement is kooky and spooky. Who said that? I did. Okay? You can quote me, guys. Come on. You can quote me. When somebody says, God came up to God spoke to me, or God told me a word of knowledge, when they tell me that, that doesn't mean I throw my brain into the trash can. If you're going to tell me something,
I reserve the right to still have my brain. And I don't have to be stupid just because what you're saying is stupid. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We do that. People do that. Kooky things. Or useless things. People come up to you, got a word of knowledge. It doesn't make any... It's like, well, okay. I guess you feel good about that, right? Say, come on, guys. Are y'all hearing me or not? I'm not trying to be too ugly, but I am trying to be a little ugly. Why? Because I think it'll help you. Okay? If I've lost you, totally hang in here. Instead of wanting God to tell you something you can tell Sidey, how about telling somebody something from God's Word straight from the Bible? Say! There is so much in the Bible you can tell people without having to have the latest, greatest, newest, whatever. Have I lost you? And to be honest with you guys, so much of what we might claim to be a word of knowledge, hang in here with me, can easily be found and seen in some simple principles in the Word. Okay? So, can God speak through other people? Yes. Is there a warning? I want you as a church to be spiritually mature enough to understand, just because somebody says to you, God spoke to me or God said to me to tell you this, or a preacher on TV tells you that God gave him a number of $56, and if you'll send $56 for 56 weeks, God will bless you 560 times. Are y'all listening or not? Okay, good. This is all for me, so you can just blame it all on me. You can always know somebody ain't telling you something from God if the somebody telling you something is full of pride. To build me up, and they might not say I'm going to say this because of that, but if in any way it smacks of pride, it's not of God. Did you hear me, yes or no? You might say, Clark, you're going crazy. No, believe me, guys, it's just right out of the Bible. Be careful saying, and I do this, and I've got to work on it. Be careful saying, well, God told me. Now, I do think if you're going to say that, it would be nice if when you're in the Word, y'all listening or not? If you're in the Word and you read a Word and you're like, wow, you know, God spoke to me, God told me, God... I know what you're saying when you say God told me. Many times God spoke to me, God spoke to my heart. That's what we want to do when we're in the Scriptures. Is that correct? Yes or no? But do you know the weight that that carries? The weight that that carries if you go up to, say, someone who's hurting and they're in distress and you say, well, God gave me a Word for you. Well, they're hurting, perhaps. They're in distress. They might be really, really apt to hear what you have to say, and what you actually are saying is really not a word from God. It's something that you heard or you made up or something. And their life's hanging in the balance. Did I lose you or not? It's just a big warning. Did we get it? What's the number one way to hear from God? Oh, yeah. Now, can God speak through others? Yes, but what is it? Warning. And that's not a warning so much to listening to other people. It's a warning for ourselves to not be that. Capiche? Here we go. But God does through others. Now, I'd like to just take that a little further. Does God speak through others? Absolutely. And these are just a few, just very quickly, to show His love for us. I can't tell you the number of times God has spoke through you to love me. Loving, you say something to me or you come to me, and I've had many in my life do this, and that when they're talking, it's just, God, you just love me so much through this person. You understand? Yes or no? He speaks through love. You know, guys, when you look into your wife's eyes, who are you that you should have her? but one that should be praising God, saying, thank you, God, for loving me like this. Y'all hearing where I'm coming from? A wife into the husband's eyes. How many moms and dads, you look at your children and you look at those kids and they are gifts from who? God. And oh, how you love me and how you blessed me. Do you see where I'm coming from? And through friendships. And I see you serving and doing what you do with people. And you are speaking God's love to people. Are you hearing me today? And guys, that's awesome. That's not crazy, is it? No. God speaks through people to show His love. How about this one? God speaks through others to share what? Good, godly counsel. Absolutely. God speaks through others to help you in a time of need. But it ought to be good what? Godly counsel. And you know what? You don't have to be full of pride to be doing that. You're humble and you want to help, but it's God's Word and it's good godly counsel just right based on Scripture. You understand? Number three, God speaks through others to give what? Encouragement. That's sort of like number one in a way, but it's just you can encourage. I believe God speaks to us and He moves us. Moves us to be a blessing. Y'all hear me or not? You ever been moved to be a blessing to somebody? Say, amen, just to encourage. I'm just saying, I believe we could do that more. We could sense God more and say, God, use me to be an encouragement. Use me. I want people to see you. Not me, but see you working through me. I want to be a blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. That's what we're talking about. Okay? To provide vision. Now, this is where it can get kooky if you ain't careful. God speaks through others to provide what? That last one. Vision. To provide vision. We could talk about this, but I just like to keep it real simple. What do I mean? Flip it. God uses others to show us what we cannot clearly see. And what I mean by that, sometimes we are so close to a situation, we can't see it. I see it in a lot of relationships. And even in my own life, you think you're doing the right thing. Hanging in there one more time. Being abused one more time. Being hurt one more time. See, because this is what I'm supposed to do. And you think you have no value. You think you can't matter. You don't. Listen, somebody else can be from the outside and look and go, what are you doing to yourself? You understand? What are you letting happen? You matter more than that. You understand? That's what I'm talking about. To give vision. I think God uses us, we still need to be careful, as parents to help our kids. Amen? Say. Sure. They ain't been down that road. We can provide vision. Y'all hearing me today or not? So God does speak through others. But what's the title of the message today is ears to what? Ears to hear. It ain't about us talking a lot in this message. It's really about us trying to listen. But I've had to talk about so much talking because we don't want to listen. And we want to be the one talking. And I know what you're saying. Well, that's what you've been doing for an hour. Well, hopefully we're going to base it on the book. Amen? Here we go. Ears to hear. Let's move forward. We're getting somewhere. Hang in here. Hang in here. Number three. Can I hear God speak? Well, yes. Number one, ways the Word. Number two, God speaks through others. Number three, God speaks through what? Or creation. And He also speaks through music and artistry. And guys, I could have went on a whole long page here. I hope you get the gist of it. Okay, that covers a wide range. God speaks. You listening? God speaks. And I'm not going to preach on that. I think that's understood. Okay?
Here's the point I want to get to. The last one. Ears to hear. Are y'all with me now? Come on. You rolled up. Here we go. This is where we want to get right here now.
We got a good grounding, I think, to not go crazy, right?
Okay. Here's the big question. Can God speak directly to me? Can God speak directly to me? Can God speak directly to me? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And to a lot of people, they'll listen to this on radio or YouTube, TV, whatever, and they'll put me in a kooky camp now. I hope they heard the first part. Can God speak directly to me? Yes, He can. You might say, well, how do you know that? Because He has.
Now, I know I can't prove that on you, but I can lay out a series of events over a lifetime. Now, if you want to believe it or not, it ain't just one time. It's many, 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 many times. And I thought about doing that today, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to try to help you just from what I understand just a little bit. Isaiah 30, an incredible scripture written to Israel, but it's got an incredible truth in it. And I want you to get this truth today. It's so simple, it shouldn't be hard. And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you. And therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him. Now keep moving. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Now watch this. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When He shall hear it, He will answer you. Keep looking. The verse I want to get to. And though the Lord give you the bread of, say that with me, adversity, and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, would you say that with me? This is the way, walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Now, I don't know if you saw what I saw. I want you to see what I saw. Okay? I saw two things. AA. And I'm not talking about Alcoholics Anonymous. Or American Airlines. I saw two things. And it's true to my life. Now, if we want to make something up, we can go make something up. But if I want to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth. I wish I could tell you that God's going to speak to you when you're all giddy and happy and everything's good and you jumping up and down and cheerleading. That's not been the truth of my life. Sorry. So unfortunately, my experience has been, if you want to hear from God, you're going to hurt. Did you hear me? Let's look at that verse. AA showed up, the AA brothers. Adversity and affliction are just what? Did anybody ever say that to you in life along the way? You ever heard that statement before, just generally speaking? I mean, I learn better through the what times.
hard times. You ever heard that? I make it up this Sunday morning. I didn't make that up. Adversity and affliction are the best what? They are. That's what this verse was teaching. Listen, what does the word adversity mean? Difficulty. What's the word affliction mean? Trouble. So difficulty and trouble. Say that with me. Difficulty and trouble. One more time. Difficulty and trouble. It's then that my ears can really hear. That's been the story of my life. Maybe you're different and you'll just have to preach your own message. But over years of counseling as well, I've seen it. The real change in people's lives. When God seemed to really get their what? Attention was in the difficulty and the trouble. Y'all listening to me? Oh, this don't preach well on TV. But it really works in life, guys. I'll tell you right now. Really does. This is just a little statement I've come up with, and that is, I can hear when I'm hurt. Or I hear when I'm hurt. Would you say that with me? I hear when I'm hurt. One more time. I hear when I'm hurt. Or I hear better when I'm hurt. Now, don't mean come up and punch me in the head before you tell me something. Because I'm going to hit you back. And you're going to hear from Jesus. Okay? I'm telling you. All right. Just telling you right now. But anyway. But I hear better when I'm hurt. Can't always see good when I'm hurt. That's when some of them people come along. Show me some things. Amen? Say. But as far as these old ears on Clark's head, I hear better when I'm hurt. Keep going. James. But he gives more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the who? But he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That might be why we don't hear as well when things are all good. Because a lot of times, that's not the time we're drawing nigh to God. Y'all listening or not? Things are great and we got the cat by the tail. That's not my best time in life to be humble. Is that true or not? So draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Look at this. Look at this. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. I don't know about you. I ain't ever been able to be afflicted and really mourn and cry unless I've been hurt. Oh, we just need to get all together and be afflicted. Come on, everybody. Come on. Come on. And we're going to mourn and weep. Come on. Weep, 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 weep. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's hard to do. But you let hurt come into my life, and I don't need you to tell me to cry. Or to weep and hurt and roll up into a ball. You listening? So be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to what? And your joy to what? And look at this incredible verse. You've memorized it, many of you perhaps. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Now, we're almost done with the message. We're still on point number 4. Can God speak directly to me? The answer is yes. Am I saying God doesn't speak in the good times? No, I'm not saying that at all. Hey, you hear Him in His Word. You listening? You can hear Him through others. You can hear Him at that beach, on that mountain, at night when you're tucking that little one in. You can hear Him when Midna or others out there hug your neck on a Sunday morning. I love you. Amen? But I'm being honest. just personally. And honestly, guys, if you look in the Bible, all these people that heard from God, most of their lives were really afflicted. I don't know if you know that or not. Read about them. Check them out. It seems to be different today from what you see in our world as far as Christianity and what we're promoting. Listening or not? Maybe the lost world has one up on us, and they see phony when we don't. You listening? But I tell you, one of the most real things you'll ever do in your life is hurt real bad and hear from the Lord and keep moving with life and get back up and give Him glory. I just think God really is into that. Are you hearing me or not? He's big on God. He really ain't big on you that much and me. He is all about redemption, baby. You know, and we even like those stories, don't we? Greatest stories are when the team is really down, they don't have a dog's chance, they come back and win! We like that, don't we? Or the dad in the Boston Marathon for the last 25 years who pushes his son on that wheelchair bed thing. And boy, the tears run down your face, don't they? Well, God, I think, likes to do that for you. Amen? We're in a chair. We're crippled. We're hurting. We're messed up. But he got us. And He's pushing us. That's what I'm talking about today. Did you lose it? When does God speak? When I am humble. Why would God violate His Word when I'm full of myself and full of pride and He's going to talk to me? Doesn't fly, guy. Or when you're violating God's Word and you're making stuff up and you're telling us it's the truth, it's not going to fly. Hear me or not. Tough preaching. You ought to get it down. When I am humble, when does God speak? When I am what? Hurting. Can we just do a quick poll of the audience? Now, don't lie. Quick poll of the audience. Perhaps the closest God has ever been to you, or when He talked to you or spoke to you or helped you, was in a time of deep hurt. Can I see your hand? There you go. I think the case is closed. Amen. It ain't just me, guys. But it's fun to tell somebody God said. It's fun to even get a little kooky and spooky. But I'm not sure it has any lasting value. You listening? Okay. When does God speak? When I'm needing to hear. When does God speak? When I'm needing to hear. That's pretty good right there, ain't it? When does God speak? When I'm needing to hear. I've had over the years people come up to me and say the kookiest things, and I left going, I sure didn't need to hear that. But God told them. Right? When does God speak? Well, He's given us His Word anytime. He's a Spirit anytime. Right there, right? Say. Go to His Word. His Word will not return what? Void. But it'll accomplish that. It's quick, powerful, sharp, than any two-edged sword. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. So I have that all the time, anytime. It seems to me, this is Gary talking. It seems to me God speaks when I'm humble, when I'm hurting, when I'm needing to hear. And here's a big one. When I can't do it, and I know I can't do it. Just a simple message. I believe you can take it to the bank. Okay? I was talking to Alex and to do this with the team. I get the message. Generally, we come up with a topic, a series. I ask for them to help. They're right here, here, and here. They're here, right here. They can verify what we say. We have lunch every Tuesday. We lay out our week and what we're doing. And usually they look at me and watch me talk for a long time. But we ask about the series and where are we headed. And they ask, Pastor, well, here's what we think. And here's what we get an agenda and sort of where we're going. And then I get a message in a series like we did this week. And then I'll talk it over with Alex. I said this week, he, a lot of times he comes into my office and sits down and has to endure what you just endured. And we talked about it, but I talked this week at your desk about it. And Alex is sitting behind his desk as I'm giving him this message from the Word, just like you see it. I'm reading notes I've written. And Alex responds and says this to me. After I told him what I told you, he says, this answers the age-old question. Why does God let bad things happen? So often when bad things happen, we get mad at God. We blame God, blame the church, blame somebody. Our faith goes in the toilet. But bad things happen. You live on planet Earth and God lets bad things happen. God, is God the author of sin? Yes or no? Can God sin? No. Not at any time. No. But has fallen man sinned? Yes. We have. Are we crazy people down here on this planet? Absolutely. Bad things happen. Why does God let bad things happen? Your life and my life. So He can be close to you. I'm sorry that's what it takes. But it's worth it. It's worth it. You know, my mother was murdered 20 years ago this November. I loved her more than anything. But she's okay. She's with the Lord. And I've had the incredible experience of God alongside of me and comforting me and helping me and loving on me and using that story of her incredible life to see other people lifted and encouraged. It's been a blessing in the turnaround and on the other side. Y'all listening or not? How many can say that about some bad thing in your life? It was a blessing. I didn't realize it. It hurt too bad. I couldn't see it as a blessing. How many can say that? See how God does say? So why does He let bad things happen? So you will be able to hear His voice. I don't hear good when I'm really jumpy and all happy. Yeah, let's go. Life's good, life's good. Listen to me, But you let me get hurt. I call it the floor life. When you're on the floor in a fire, you can breathe better down on the floor, right? In life, if you want to hear from God and feel His Spirit, you'll be better down on the floor. That's where I've heard Him. Amen? Why does God let bad things happen? So He can what? Help you. So that's our message today. We close it by reviewing one last time. You're made in His image. You're made in His likeness. So God can communicate with you. You understand? Whether you like hearing that or not, you ought to. That's pretty amazing. So you're made in His image and you're made in His likeness, but you are not Him. You need Him. Amen? You need you cuts? Good. Praise the Lord. You need Him. You need to hear Him. And that's the end of the message. Ears to hear. Jesus said it to John, who was exiled on an island for his faith. He commanded us to have ears to hear what the Spirit was saying to the churches. Amen? So did we get that today? I think we did. Let's praise the Lord for His Word today. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Good Word. Good Word.